After a lengthy silence, Pierce said, "I want your best dog." He pointed to the cage. "This dog has never fought. He has no scars. I want a trained veteran."
"And you shall have him," Johnson said, not blinking.
He moved two cages down.
"This one here has a killer instinct, the taste of blood, and quick, why, quicker than your eye, he is, this one. Took the neck off old Whittington's charger a week past at the pub tourney. Perhaps she was there and saw him."
Pierce said, "How much?"
£25, all in."
Pierce stared at the animal for a moment and then said, "I want the best dog you have."
"Well, this is the very same, I'll swear it. The very dog that's the best of the lot."
Pierce crossed his arms over his chest and tapped his foot on the ground.
"I'll swear it, sir. £25, a gentleman's fancy, and most excellent in all respects."
Pierce just stared.
"Well, then,"
Johnson said, looking away as if embarrassed,
"there is one more animal, but he's very special. He has a killer instinct, the taste of blood and quick move and a tough hide. This way."
He led Pierce out of the enclosed courtyard to another area where there were three dogs in somewhat larger pens. They were all heavier than the others. Pierce guessed they must weigh 50 pounds, perhaps more. Johnson tapped the middle cage.
"Listen," he said. "Listen turned felon on me," he said. "Thought I'd have to top him off. He was a felon, pure and simple."
Johnson rolled up his sleeve to reveal a set of jagged white scars.
"Listen did this to me," he said. "Well, when he turned felon. But I brought him back, nursed him and trained him special, because he has the spirit, see, and the spirit's everything."
"How much?" Pierce said. Johnson glanced at the scars on his arm.
"Well, this one I was saving."
"How much?"
"Couldn't let him go for less than £50, beg pardon."
"I'll give you 40.
"Sold," Johnson said quickly. "You'll take him now?"
"No," Pierce said. "I'll call for him soon. For the moment, hold him."
"Then you'll be putting a little something down?"
"I will," Pierce said, and gave the man £10. Then he had him pry open the dog's jaws, and he checked the teeth, and then he departed.
"That ain't me," Johnson said after he'd gone. "Man buys a made dog, then leaves him. What are we up to today?"